USA Radio News.
The People's Convoy is revving up in California and will hit the road on Wednesday. The convoy will make its way to Washington, D.C. by March 5th. Organizer Brian Bray spoke to Newsmax.
We've preached from the very beginning that this is a peaceful movement across the country. And while we are keeping some of our plans pretty close to the chest, it'll be pretty clear that the People's Convoy is peaceful.
The truckers plan to arrive 4 days after President Joe Biden's March 1st State of the Union speech. While President Biden prepares for that speech, a Gallup poll is showing Americans strongly disapprove of the job he's doing. The poll found 62% of voters disapprove of Biden's work on the economy since he took office. In addition, the poll indicates that Americans have soured on Biden's handling of foreign affairs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
The FTC says fraud cases are on the rise.
Americans are reporting more losses due to fraud last year. The FTC saying consumers reported losing nearly $6 billion to fraud in 2021. That's a 70% jump from 2020. Almost 3 million individuals filing fraud reports, the most in 20 years. About a quarter of those scams led to consumers losing an average of $500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC has kept reams of its COVID-19 data under wraps for more than a year. The New York Times reported the agency held back figures because it doesn't trust the public to interpret the information correctly. The agency's seemingly selective disclosure includes a breakdown of COVID-19 hospitalizations by age, race, and vaccination status. The CDC also chose not to report on findings, including the efficacy of booster shots. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
At least four people are dead after a civilian-contracted helicopter crashed in Hawaii on Tuesday near the Pacific Missile Range facility, according to the U.S. military. A statement said emergency personnel at the facility responded to the crash just after 10 a.m. near the north area of the Barking Sands installation. The helicopter was flying in support of a range training operation. A four-year-old takes aim at police.
A four-year-old child in Utah fired a weapon from the backseat of a car toward a police officer after being told to do so by his dad. Police were initially called to a McDonald's just outside of Salt Lake City after restaurant workers reported a man had pointed a gun toward employees after receiving the wrong order. Employees had the man pull in front of the restaurant and wait for the correct order and then called police. When the officers arrived, they asked the man to get out of the vehicle several times, but he refused to comply, so the officers pulled him out of the vehicle. While the man was being taken into custody, the four-year-old was in the backseat of a car with a three-year-old sibling, according to the Salt Lake City Police Department. When the father told him to fire, the officer swiped the gun to the side of the car and a round was fired, grazing the officer. There were no additional injuries, and the father is in custody facing charges. This is USA Radio News.
And the Oscars are going lean when it airs next month by presenting 8 awards off camera. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.